USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic lawmakers are launching a probe. They want to investigate the firing by the Trump administration of Jeffrey Berman, a prosecutor for the Southern District of New York in Manhattan. Congressman Adam Schiff tells NBC's Meet the Press he hopes that Berman will testify before Congress.
I certainly hope that he will come and testify before Congress, and I know Chairman Nadler intends to investigate this, and he should. I think the most disastrous management of the Justice Department in modern memory.
Berman was responsible for putting President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, behind bars. He was looking to do the same with his current attorney, Rudy Giuliani. According to a letter by Barr, Berman's current deputy, Audrey Strauss, will become the acting U.S. attorney. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day, 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
Minneapolis police continue to investigate an overnight shooting that left one man dead and 11 people wounded in a trendy nightlife area.
More resources from home by a few crowds, more victims.
618, I have three gunshot victims outside of 2939 Hennepin.
Lake 173, we're getting a report of two more shooting victims in the alley and nobody's with them.
So far, there are no suspects. In Syracuse, there was a shooting at a large birthday party on Saturday night, which injured 9 people, including a 17-year-old boy who was in critical condition. A stabbing spree that killed 3 people in a park west of London is being investigated as a terrorist attack. A 25-year-old refugee from Libya was arrested on suspicion of murder after the incident. 3 other people were wounded on Saturday night in a city called Reading, just 40 miles west of London. The suspect arrived a few years ago as a refugee after Libya's civil war. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A federal judge has dealt another legal loss for the Trump administration. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton can move forward in publishing his tell-all book, which is due for release this week, that according to a ruling from a federal judge on Saturday, despite efforts by the Trump administration to block the release out of concerns that classified information could be exposed. The decision from U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth, a victory for Bolton in a court case that involved core First Amendment and national security issues. The White House is signaling the legal fight is not over, saying it will still try to prevent Bolton from profiting off the book.
Apple is closing back down 11 stores in Arizona, Florida, and North and South Carolina after a surge of coronavirus cases. USA's John Hunt reports.
Apple said they will take the step with an abundance of caution as they closely monitor the situation and look forward to having our teams and customers back as soon as possible. The closures come as the virus continues to spread in numerous parts of the U.S., particularly states that began loosening restrictions on movement and requirements for stores to stay closed. Arizona and Florida have both experienced rising incidence of new cases and rates of those testing positive for COVID-19. There were 268.7 new cases per 1,000 people in Arizona over the past 2 weeks, which ranks first in the country for new cases per capita.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.